Salomon came to realize that the key to success was one's relationship to God. That's why he would conclude the book with the conclusion which says, "Fear God and keep his commandments," in 12, verse 12. So we see the key to success from God's perspective is having God's wisdom, not by having human plotting or striving or planning. And from a purely humanistic perspective, it would seem that the key to success would be to work hard, come strong, tackle projects, make the right moves. Read most books on success, and that is basically what they'll suggest. But in God's mind, that's not the key to success. Having his wisdom is the key, and in these verses, Solomon brings that point home. So we see here that success does not come through vindictive plots. Look at the 8th verse of chapter 10. It says, "He who digs a pit will fall into it." The idea of digging a pit is the idea of setting a trap for someone so that one might entrap or ensnare them. And the imagery is often used in Scripture. There are people who believe that the way to the top is to try to get rid of someone who stands in their way. These people are manipulative schemers who will do whatever it takes to try and trap a person so they can climb the ladder of success. But we also know that success does not come through dominating power. Look at the second part of verse 8. "And a serpent shall bite him who breaks through a wall. He who quarries stones is hurt by them, and he who splits logs is endangered by them." So there's this idea of an illustration of breaking through a wall. It takes a lot of strength to break through a wall. And in Solomon's day, they did not have powerful high-tech equipment that could get that job done. It was a job that would be done by hand. There's nothing in this text that would indicate that the person breaking through the wall did not have a right to do it. In fact, in Proverbs 24:31, the wall was in bad shape and needed to be torn down. And the majority of snakes found in Palestine are harmless. However, there are a few which are very deadly, especially the cobra. Walls that typically needed to be broken down were walls that usually were overgrown with plant growth, and they contained many holes and unkempt areas that were ideal for snakes. And such places offer them shade and cover and were excellent for nests. We even see that in Amos 5, verse 19. Solomon's point here is that one had better carefully watch his attack before he just starts using his power to start breaking through a wall, for he may discover that a snake is in the wall and it may bite him and kill him. So we have a point where Solomon is showing us that even when we see someone who needs to be removed or an old stone wall which needs to be torn down, we better be very careful in using our own power to get that job done, or we may end up being the one who is bitten and hurt. And then we see that illustration of the stones being quarried. Solomon certainly knew a lot about quarrying stones because of all of his massive building projects. The actual root Hebrew word from which the word quarry comes is one that means to remove or pluck out. Typically, stones were used for foundations of buildings. They were large stones. It would be easy to be hurt by one of these stones. If you were using your strength to try and pry or pull one of these large stones out of the side of a hill or mountain, the stone could come free and roll on you. You could hurt your back just trying to free one of those stones. So when you'd ultimately get that stone free, other stones could come down with it, or a cave-in could occur, or one could be hurt or crushed. And if a person just used his strength to try and quarry a stone without giving thought to that process or approach, he could be hurt in many ways. So Solomon's point is this: if we are just relying on our own strength to try and tackle something like the removal of something big and powerful, we may discover that we are the one who ends up being hurt. And then we see the illustration of splitting logs. The word for split is actually exactly what you think. It means to divide or separate. However, the word for logs is one that speaks of wood that is very strong and firm and powerful. The picture here is of a man going up against a very impressive, strong, powerful piece of wood to try to split it. And Solomon's point here is that one had better carefully plan before he tries to topple something that he shouldn't necessarily go for. There's a commentator, H.C. Leopold, points out that in verse 8, the building idea is that of tearing down something. But in verse 9, the building idea is that of constructing something. In other words, stones were quarried and logs were split so new things could be built. The warning is very careful in tearing down the old and building the new by our own strength, for that which will come back to haunt us or even to harm us. And then we do see that success does come through God's wisdom. Look at verses 10 and 11. If the iron is blunt, one does not sharpen the edge. He must use more strength, but wisdom helps one to succeed. If the serpent bites before it is charmed, there is no advantage to the charmer. Two if clauses of these verses go together. They're both designed to give us God's wisdom or his wise approach in being successful. And so here's the principles. Wisdom will bring success much faster than strength. The person who takes time to sharpen an axe will discover the job will be done much more efficiently and effectively. Wisdom does not just rely on brute strength, but on sharpening the instrument. And then wisdom will bring success much faster than action. If a snake charmer does not think first about what he is doing or take the time to use careful precaution, he can be bitten by the snake, or one of his clients can be bitten by the snake, and there is no profit to what he has done. A snake charmer needs time to plan and prepare before he acts. And a wise man builds his house upon a rock, not sand. Takes more time, takes more effort, takes more planning, but in the end, the house on the rock will stand against the storms.